This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. 'Tis the season to gear up for goblins or gourds or pumpkins and such. One of my favorite things as a kid was pumpkin carving time. As the youngest one with the smallest hands, it was my job to pull the guts out of the pumpkins while my brother and sister wielded the knives. Luckily, Mom was nearby to make sure they used the knives on the pumpkins and not each other. Now no one would even think of letting their kids use those knives. There are kits with stencils and special tools to make designer pumpkins. No more plain triangles for our kids. Of course, you can paint them, too. Pumpkin picking is an art as well. For the best results, using stencils, you want the smoothest pumpkins. Choose a nice, even color, and the stem should be at least long enough to use as a handle for the lid. If you happen to break off the stem, don't worry, just cut out the bottom instead. You'll also want a flat-bottomed pumpkin. The craggy ones mixed with gourds look great piled up for a display, or use the oddities to advantage with paint. Acrylics work best. Some people carve just the top layer. I like to cut through them and light them up. No more candles either. Now it's LED lights. Our local fire chiefs are pleased with that innovation, and some of them flicker like flames. You can also use a glow stick. If you don't want to buy a carving kit, there are plenty of free stencils on the internet. I'll have some links from gardenbite.com. For tools, scope out Dad's or Mom's toolkit. Of course, make sure it's okay with them. If you plan on carving freehand, use a grease pencil to outline your cuts. People continually ask how to prolong the life of their carved pumpkin. Some advice has been to use Vaseline. It sort of works, but not for long, and it's messy. I tried it. Honestly, the best thing to do is not to carve fresh pumpkins more than a week in advance. Post your pumpkins on my Garden Bite Facebook page. I'd love to see them. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.